Thank you. Moving on to the consent agenda, it states we have none. So we'll now move on to the regular agenda, item five only. The item, I'll read what is on the agenda. Award financial audit services contract to FARR LLP. Approve and authorize the board chairman to sign VRSD contract number 20-001 with Davis Farr LLP in the amount of $99,000 to provide financial auditing services for the VRSD, Sataquay Sanitation District, and the Ventura Regional Energy Alliance for fiscal years ending 2020, 2021, and 2022, with the option to extend the contract for two additional years for an additional $69,000. Who will be making the presentation, please?
This is Tina Rivera.
Will be made by Tina Rivera.
Okay, thank you. Go ahead. Thank you. And please, board members, if you have questions, just say you have a question. Identify yourself. If need be, we'll ask the questions during the presentations, but everyone will get a call at the end of this if they have a question. But we need to identify ourselves for the recorder of this meeting. Thank you very much, all of you.
This is Tina Rivera. The item before you, as previously stated, is the award of the financial audit contract to Davis Farr. Recently, the district underwent a request for proposal process in order to make a recommendation for auditors. The district received approximately 10 proposals, ranging in cost from $96,510 to $159,901 for 3 years worth of service. The selection of Davis Farr was based on a variety of evaluation criteria, including some mandatory elements such as the audit firms being licensed to practice in California, them having no conflict of interest in regards to the work being performed by the firm for the district, and as well as adhering to the proposal requirements. There were also various components of technical qualifications relating to past experience, the quality of the firm's professional personnel assigned to the engagement, and their approach to the audit and so forth. When all of the proposals were reviewed, they were ranked. Farr LLP, Davis Farr LLP, actually ranked number one. Their cost proposal is $99,000 for 3 years. That's $33,000 a year for the next 3 years, which is a savings from the current cost for the services, the same services being performed. What I will add is that they will actually be doing a little bit more than what we're getting now in terms of service by being responsible for putting together the financial statements and actually producing them, printing them. And as part of the RF of the selection process, we did perform reference checks, and they came highly recommended. And that is all I have, and I'm available to answer any questions.
We'll start. If anybody has questions, they have a shot at asking the questions. But we'll start with alphabetical, and you can come back. There's not, you have opportunities to ask questions as you need.
Right.
But we'll start if any one from the board. We'll start alphabetically. Mr. Ariza, do you have a question?
No, that looks pretty good, especially if we're saving money over the next 3 years.
Okay. Can I move to the next board member?
Yes.
Okay. Mr. Austin, has he been able to get in? I believe he's still having phone problems. I'll move to Mr. Fox. Do you have any questions?
None.
Okay. Mr. Friedman, do you have any questions?
I do not.
Okay. Ms. Hernandez, do you have any questions?
No questions. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Mr. Jones, do you have any questions?
No questions.
Thank you. Mr. Kildee, do you have any questions?
Yes, I do. Are you ready, Chair Perillo?
Yes.
First, who was on the interview panel? That's my first question. And my second question, is there any way that, like, for instance, this audit, my understanding, it'll be for, like, the regional alliance, is there any way that they can help defer the cost of the contract, or is that just, you know, how it's involved with the terms of the contract?
Can we, do you have another one, Mr. Kildee?
Just those two, Chair.
Okay, can we please get an answer for Mr. Kildee's questions?
Yes, this is Tina Rivera responding that there was a review process that entailed myself and the senior accountant, Regina Williams. In the review process, there were no formal interviews performed because of the situation of the pandemic currently. In regards to, I need clarification on the question, the second part of your question in regards to the Ventura Regional Energy Alliance. Are you what? Asking if there is a way to get that work performed for less money or?
Mr. Kildee, can you please follow up with this with Tina's question? What exactly, yeah, a little bit more detail, what are you asking?
Yeah, what I'm asking for is if we're providing audit service for them, if we could get compensated for the, our cost on that.
Okay, this is Tina Rivera. Yes, the costs as you see them, the reason they're broken down is between Ventura Regional Sanitation District, SATICOI, and VCREA is exactly for that reason, because those costs are directly charged back to those clients.
Thank you. That was my question, Chair Perillo, and I have no further questions.
Both of them good questions, Mr. Kildee. Thank you. Mr. Warrick, do you have questions?
No questions.
Okay, I want to thank the board. I have a couple of questions of my own. The first question, with respect to this contract, I'm asking who drew the contract up, and the reason I'm asking this, I'll be very blunt. My understanding is under the law, if there are any ambiguities in the contract, the interpretation goes against the drafters. Who drew up the contract?
This is Robert Kwong, legal counsel. This is a standard contract that we put together for vendors such as this. This is one that we've used in the past, and we also drafted up the statement of work with Davis Farr. So there was some collaboration on that aspect of it. But Tina, I will defer to you on any more specifics about the contract.
Okay. Thank you very much, Mr. Kwong. The second question I had, Mr. Kildee asked, and I appreciate in the staff report on page 5 how it says staff use qualifications. I just want to share this with the rest of the board. When this is asked where I'm coming, the group that I represent, we try not to get names, but we need to get positions of who's making these decisions and recommendations. So I appreciate Mr. Kildee and Ms. Tina's responses. My third question has to do with Article 17 in the contract. It's on page 5 of the contract, and it states, I beg your pardon, it's Article 16, examination of records. Again, Article 16, examination of records, and I'll read it. And I'd like to get an interpretation, please. This is what it states. Auditor agrees district shall have access to and the right to examine any directly pertinent books, documents, papers, and records of auditor, and all the transactions relating to this agreement. That's the end of the statement. I'd like to know, what does that mean?
If this is Tina Rivera, examination of records typically in an audit-related contract means that the auditors maintain their own working papers and that the district would have access to review any of those records.
This is Robert Kwong, legal counsel. I concur with Ms. Rivera's interpretation of that Section 16. That Section 16, again, is a standard set of language for auditor contracts such as this, that the district, because it is the one being subject to the audit, would have access to ensure that the work that's being contracted for is done properly, and if there are any questions, that they could actually see source documentation.
Okay, thank you very much. The last question I have has to do with Exhibit A on page 7. Exhibit A, the third paragraph deals with the auditor is not required to, and I'm reading it, third paragraph of the Exhibit A. The auditor is not required to audit the schedule of expenditures of federal awards. However, the auditor is to provide, and this is in parentheses, in italics, in relation to, in italics, report on that schedule based on the auditing procedures applied during the audit of the financial statements. And we go down to the bullet points. In the third bullet point, it states, issue a report on compliance and internal control over compliance applicable to each major federal program. That's why I'm asking. Both of these items are okay, or does one cancel out the other? A clarification is a better way for me to put it.
This is Tina Rivera, and currently under your contract, or under this contract, we have not included single audit auditing, and the reason being is that the districts in the past have not met the $500,000 threshold for which is the requirement for single audits. That said, if we do reach that threshold, there is a provision within their proposal for the cost for a single audit that they've provided. And I want to say I'd have to go look back at their proposal, but there is a price for the first program. And so none of the wording that you're seeing here in any way contradicts their ability to perform the single audit work should it become necessary for any of these agencies.
Bill Warrick with a question.
Yes, go ahead.
Tina, you said 500,000. So I have a question because obviously I believe our FEMA reimbursement exceeded that. Is that not part of the audit, the FEMA reimbursement program?
If the FEMA reimbursement came directly through FEMA, yes. Sometimes they go through the state, which may or may not qualify as a federal reimbursement. But I do not believe that that the reimbursement for FEMA in the past exceeded $500,000 in one fiscal year.
I thought it exceeded. I thought the fire.
One second. Whoever speaks, identify themselves. Right now, Mr. Warrick has the floor, and if somebody else wants to speak, you'll get a chance. But Mr. Warrick, please continue.
Yeah. Bill Warrick, Tina, please educate me. I thought that we received more than that from the fire experience, more than $500,000 from FEMA. Am I incorrect on that?
This is Tina, and I do not believe that we received $500,000 in one given fiscal year. So it's when the expenditures take place. It has to be $500,000 of federal expenditures that take place in one fiscal year. And
I know for
a fact that single audits have not been performed in the last few years here at the district. That means that those federal expenditures did not reach those amounts.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. The next person that wanted to have a question, please ask and identify yourself. I thought I heard someone else ask. Does any other board member have any other question? Hearing nothing, I'll, the general manager, do you wish to say anything?
I do not have any comments.
Okay. Hearing no other comments, and do any other board members have a question? If not, I'll entertain a motion.
I'll move the approval.
Second.
Okay, slow down, guys. Please identify who makes the motion. I've been given direct orders. They need to have the name of the person making the motion and the name of the second, and then the vote will be done roll call. Who's made the motion? Please identify yourself.
Kevin Kildee.
Thank you. And the second?
Bill Warrick.
Thank you. Any further discussion? Hearing none, I'd request a roll call vote, please.
All right. Chairperson Perrello, before I take this roll call vote, there is a reason we are doing this meeting via teleconference, and I believe you have a statement describing the reason for this meeting. Could you please share that with us?
I beg your pardon, and you gave me direct directions to read that. Board members, this is on me. This mistake is on me. I apologize. Now I'm reading the statement. In accordance with the California Governor's executive orders declaring a state of emergency in the County of Ventura Health Officer's local health emergency declaration as a result of the threat of the COVID-19 virus, the VRSD office is closed to the public, and this VRSD Board of Directors meeting will be held via telephone conference. The conference telephone numbers have been given. Public comment on any agenda item will be received via email to the clerk of the board with her email address. All public comments sent via email should be received by 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on Tuesday, March 31st, to be read into the public record. Please indicate to the subject line the agenda item number. A copy of the telephonic call recording will be posted on the VRSD website, which is www.vrsd.com. Within 24 hours of the conclusion of the VRSD Board of Directors meeting, comments received after an agenda item have been heard by the VRSD Board will be made a part of the administrative record if received prior to the end of the meeting. And again, Board of Directors, I apologize, and to the clerk of the board, I apologize. I didn't read this at the start, like it was my fault. Okay. Ms. Clerk, is that sufficient?
Thank you so much for explaining for anyone listening to this recording why we are doing this. And with that being said, I will go ahead and take the roll for the motion made by Director Kildee and seconded by Director Wyrick. And that roll call begins with Director Ariza.
Yes.
Director Austin is still not here. Director Fox.
Yes.
Director Friedman.
Yes.
Director Hernandez.
Yes.
Director Jones?
Aye.
Director Kildee?
Yes.
Director Weirich?
Yes.
Chairperson Perrello?
Yes.
Unanimous, 8-0.
Thank you, Board. Thank you, staff.